Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So how about that for an intro? As Ira Winderman is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, call 1-800-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Ira Winderman, thank you for all you do, my friend.
Well, actually, what you don't realize, Alex, is I'm just constantly on hold all the time. So actually, when Tito or anyone else hits the button, I'm going to be there anyway. Yeah, I realized after a while that Laz and Cutler Ridge have been getting more airtime than me. So now I'm just permanently on this line. That's why.
Well, listen, I appreciate there's always the Ira line. Like, he's always just queued up via ISDN. Now, Ira, is Kevin Hart still doing those player intros, or is that finally done? That was probably
awkward.
My least favorite part of the All-Star game, because I thought they would never start the game.
Well, but not only that, but the whole deal that we didn't know he was going to do comedy to that extent. First, you had the whole 8-minute Wild West show when you didn't know what the heck was going on. And then he comes out, and the first player he introduces is Goran Dragic and said he's called the Dragon because of his breath. And you're not sure if he's taking a shot because Goran was a third replacement for an injury or second replacement, or whether this is what he's doing. And then a few others hit the mark, so you didn't know if they were jokes or not. You know, and sort of went on. I like what one commenter said. As much as the game is fun, that you're saluting the best of the best and is mocking the players who are the elite in the league on their night, is that the way to do it? Do it at the NBA Awards show like
right.
Dwight did last year. Make a few jokes when they're not being honored. But this is sort of like the NBA Awards in season, you know, for a special first half or whatever. It seemed very awkward. Like, wait a minute, you're mocking the product?
I don't know which was worse, that or Fergie's national anthem.
You know, I was on the air yesterday with Chris Whittingham, who went over that for about 4.5 hours. And
oh,
what
wow.
I'll say about that is she tried. Is there, it was not disrespectful. This was not Roseanne grabbing her crotch and mocking the words or anything like that. This was not an anthem singer going down on a knee as a protest. This was someone trying to do right and doing wrong because they failed with artistic creativity. The one thing I will say, and I've said in all the day parts in the station already, is this. Considering the times, considering what went on last week, considering the need more than ever for unity, it simply was not the right time for that type of anthem. I'll still never forget Whitney Houston at the Super Bowl, at the start of the Gulf War when she sang in Tampa, the way she rallied her country together. Mm. That's the type of anthem they needed at that moment.
We're joined here by Ira Winderman, covers the Miami Heat and the NBA for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Ira, before the break, I read the comments that Mark Cuban made about tanking and about how our best course of action now at 18-40 is to lose as many games as possible. I am refreshed by his honesty, and I understand that it's what any owner in that case would be thinking. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way the system works, Ira. I think it European soccer with relegation makes a lot more sense than rewarding bad teams with high draft picks and a draft lottery. But what did you make of what Mark Cuban said?
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. Once I heard that, and then, Alex, you can recall, last game of the season last year, the Heat had to win their finale, but a couple of teams, Indiana, mostly Chicago, had to lose. And we read earlier in the day that Brooklyn was resting its players on the final day of the season so they can get a better jump on their summer vacation in 6 months off. And there was a certain amount of incredulousness, incredulity to everything that went on in the process. And now, honestly, when I heard Mark Cuban and figuring once he opened the floodgates, here's my problem with this. The Miami Heat are going to be in a fight to the finish in the playoff race. I did a breakdown today at sunsentinel.com of games remaining for all the teams that are fighting with home and away, how many back-to-backs they have, and how many games they have against teams with winning and losing records. For the Heat, it's a 12-12 split. The problem is this. I now have to, after Mark Cuban's comments, go back and decide which teams are tanking and which teams aren't.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the teams the Heat are battling for playoff position, in my view, mostly Indiana and Detroit. I think the Heat are in that tier in the East right now. Well, what if they wind up with more of those types of games? When the Heat played the Mavericks, Dallas was trying to win. They didn't win, but they were trying to win. And if you remember the game in Dallas, the Heat was up big. Dallas had a furious comeback, and the Heat had a fight like heck and put Gorin and Hassan back in there because it was for real. Well, what if Chicago or Indiana now gets Dallas and it's not for real? What if we say to ourselves coming down the end of the season, well, if one of those two teams loses one more, the Heat only needs another victory, but they're playing a tanking team. It's almost like in hockey, as you know, with all the games you do, with the three-point system where teams start playing for ties, and all of a sudden you're four back in the standings, but it's impossible to overcome a four-point deficit. This is unacceptable. This, to me, is suspension and fine worthy because now you're putting it out public.
Well, and I'm sure he'll get suspended and fine. I'm just saying that, to me, the system is the problem here, Ira. I just thought Mark Cuban was saying what any owner in that spot is thinking, except maybe for Mickey Arison, apparently, because the Heat, well, I mean, I think there was some of that in the 15 and 67. Yes. I'm just saying that, to me, if you're going to reward bad teams with extra ping pong balls, I think the way that you do the draft and the lottery has to change if you want to stop tanking.
And more dramatically than just a year from now when they change the system to the worst four teams all are at the same 15% and there's no advantage of being worst to the worst. Well, there's still then a team that might be fifth or sixth or saying, wow, I can get the same advantage as the worst team by simply losing these last seven games. Why wouldn't I do that? So I agree, but here's my question and here's my point to this. When you're saying from the top of the organization you're going to do it, you're sort of putting pressure on Rick Carlisle to follow through, right? Isn't the coach's job to follow the whims of management? So you have that layer. You have from the top of the pyramid, the next level of the pyramid. Well, if you're a player, isn't your job to follow your coach's orders? So you have that level of the pyramid. So what Mark Cuban did is he said, from the top of the pyramid, this is our stated goal. And I've got to tell you, we saw this last year when the Heat found a way to lose to a Philadelphia team that was really trying hard to lose. Is that if there isn't that mindset on the bench on game nights and in the locker room, it does change. So when you come out publicly and you say we're trying to lose, well, Rick Carlisle's job is to serve the owner. Rick Carlisle's player's job is to serve the coach. That's when it becomes toxic.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense what you just said there. And it seemed like Cuban was very relaxed on that Dr. J podcast. Like, you think it's almost like he got caught up in a fun conversation and maybe he regrets those words?
No, I think he got caught up in the truth at the wrong time because, as you know, and I know this so well, dealing with Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley and people in management, I know I'm not always getting the truth. I know you know this, Alex. Big O's going to be at the Combine next week. And if you think the Dolphins and Adam Gase is going to tell you who they're going to draft, you know, come on.
Right.
So I understand the sort of deceit as part of the business, and I think we all buy into that and we all accept that. That's not my issue right here. My issue right here is, someone felt so comfortable to put it out there as if he was almost being a pioneer in this debate, is saying, hey, I'm the honest guy in the room. There really are about seven other teams playing for the bottom right now in the NBA, but because I'm the Shark Tank guy and I'm the public face and I'm the guy you people appreciate, and maybe I'm the guy running for president, I'm going to be the honest guy. You know what? Sometimes honesty is not the best policy.
Ira, as we head out of the All-Star break here, Heat will be back in action later this week at the New Orleans Pelicans, but Miami will have seven of their next nine games at home, a very important stretch for a team that's currently the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. The margin for error decreases dramatically here on forward. How do you see the Heat making what I hope to be a big statement coming out of this time off?
I'm a little trepidatious because, yes, 15 of the final 24 games are at home. Like I said, 12 against winning teams, 12 against losing teams. But, Alex, they've already lost at home to the Magic and to the Nets and to the Kings, so they are capable of anything anytime. Maybe it took the eight-day All-Star break for all of that to marinate, not to get too full of yourselves to feel better. You know, Big O asked me earlier today, he said, does this show that last season's 30-11 finish was fraudulent and we all bought into it? And I said, oh, here's the problem. Just recently as that game going into Cleveland, they had won 9 of 11. Now they've lost 7 of 8. So what we have to find out is which team is that this year.
Right.
In the offseason, Alex, you remember this in July, you kept asking me, are they the team that went 11-30, the team that went 30-11? And we debated that for a couple of months. Now the debate is this. Are they the team that won 9 of 11? Are they the team that lost 7 of 8? That's what these final 24 games will define as well.
I think I can tell you who they were last year. They were the team that went 41 and 41. Like they weren't the team that went 11 and 30 or 30 and 11. They were the team that went 41 and 41.
And maybe what they are right now, the pace they're on, is the team to finish at 42 and 40, and that will be very tenuous. And I can almost guarantee that if they finish 42 and 40, it'll come down to their final two games of the season.
Wow.
And Alex, their final two games of the season are against the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Toronto Raptors.
Oh,
yes,
lovely.
They're at home, but those teams might be playing for seeding of their own. That's the concern. So if they're going to stay on this 42 and 40 horse, it is going to be harrowing that final week of the season.
This man does great work, and he's always on time. Ira Winderman from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Check him out on Twitter at Ira Heatbeat. Check out his work at sunsentinel.com. Submit your questions to Ask Ira. Ira, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.